United States Savings Bonds Division presents Guest Star. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Jess Barker introducing another guest star, a transcribed feature program brought to you by United States Savings Bonds and this station as a public service. Buy savings bonds. Buy them regularly through the payroll savings plan where you work, or if you're self-employed, through the bond a month plan where you bank. Today's guest is one of the screen's outstanding character actors, two-time Academy Award winner, Mr. Walter Brennan. We'll bring him to our microphone in a few minutes. Meanwhile, here's David Rose and the Savings Bonds Orchestra to open the program with Stormy Weather. Friends, our special guest. He plays the lead in a sketch written by Lewis Hayward, especially for his appearance on this program, entitled At Ease. Here he is, Mr. Walter Brennan.
There are some who'd call Hugo Blinkens a bum, but they'd be wrong. For if you would ask Hugo himself, he'd say,
I'm no bum. I'm a hobo.
The Knights of the Road are always quick to point out the fine line of demarcation between a bum and a hobo.
A bum won't ever work, but me, why, I'm willing to work, sometimes.
This is the story of Hugo Blinkens, a Knight of the Road, a gentleman of leisure, a rod traveler, a man of 40 with the heart of a boy who could never shake the stardust of adventure from his feet. So here's to Hugo. Hugo with the too long pants and too short jacket. Hugo with a torn shirt and no tie. No millionaire lives better than Hugo. That is, much better. For Hugo spends his summers in Maine or New Hampshire, and his winters in California or Florida. And unlike the millionaire, Hugo doesn't have to worry about his stocks and bonds going up or down. He doesn't even have to clip coupons. All Hugo has to worry about is getting there, wherever there may be at the time. Hugo is on his way there now, but he's far from it. As a matter of fact, he's approaching the first farmhouse he's seen in 12 hours.
Yes?
Good morning, madam. Good morning. I was wondering if you could let me have some water.
Help yourself. The pump's outside next to the chicken house.
Next to the chicken house, the lady says. Help yourself. Oh, well. Here, chick, 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 chick. Here, chick, 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 chick. Here, chick, chick.
What do you want? What are you doing out here?
Oh, excuse me. I didn't think there was anyone out here.
I can see that. Put that chicken down.
Well, I can see right away you get the wrong idea.
Maybe. Put that chicken down.
Sir, I happen to be a chicken fancier. I happen to see this bird and its intelligent look caught my eye. I thought I'd examine it.
Well, exams are over. Put that chicken down.
Oh, people are so suspicious. Sir, I've acquired a sudden fondness for this particular bird. Now, if there's anything around the place that has to be done, why, I'd be glad to work together.
Well, there's plenty to be done if a man wants to work. I don't know why I should worry about this place. I'm leaving today. But if you really want that chicken, you can have it after you give the chicken house a good cleaning down.
Ah, it's a deal. But you said, leaving? I kind of thought you was the owner.
I am, but I'm leaving.
Oh, can't get along with the country?
Nope. Can't get along with my wife. You better get to work.
All right. Shoo, 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 move over there. Say, ain't you girls ashamed of keeping yourself so dirty? Shoo now, shh. Hey, mister.
Yeah?
You got a broom?
You can get a broom and shovel up at the house. Ask my wife for it.
Yes. Why don't you drink your water and go away?
I'm sorry to bother you, lady, but I'm working for you now. Your husband sent me up to get a broom and a shovel, and I'm cleaning out the chicken house.
Oh, come on in. It's over there in the closet. You just saw my husband?
Yep, that's right. Over at the chicken house.
Did he seem unhappy?
Oh, well, he was no cloud of joy. Is this a broom?
No, the other one. Did he say anything to you?
Just that he was leaving today.
Oh!
Is this a shovel?
Uh-huh. Do you think he'll really go?
Can't tell. Well, much obliged.
You get everything all right?
Yep.
My wife, she seem all right?
Nope. She was kind of choking back tears all along the line. You know, she kind of made me feel blue.
Yeah, I know just how you feel.
The way I see it, there really ain't no need for you to take off this way. That girl loves you.
I love her too, but I've got to go.
Why?
We had an argument last night, and I said I was leaving, so you see, I've got to go.
Uh-huh. Say, you got any lye?
There's some at the house.
I guess I'd better... Well,
Oh, are you through?
Ain't even started, lady. Say, your husband said there was some lye up here.
Oh, come in. It's under the sink. Is that all he said?
No, he kind of let slip that he loves you.
Oh.
But I don't think he'd care to have me repeat it.
He did say he loves me.
Mm-hmm. Is this all the lie you got in the house?
No, there's some more in back of the chicken house. Hank never knows where anything is.
Poor Hank.
I'll go down with you and get it.
It ain't necessary. I'll find it.
No. I'll have to show you where it is.
Hey, mister, your wife...
Did she say any... Oh, hello, Nancy.
I just came down here to show your friend where we keep the lie.
Oh, that's all right. You don't have to apologize. I'll be out of here just as soon as Bill comes by in his Ford.
You know something, mister? You're kind of stupid. Here you got a beautiful missus, a nice farm, and you're walking out on her because some stupid little argument come up. What makes it worse, you still love her.
Now, look here. We don't need any help on our personal problems, thank you.
Yeah, that's where you're wrong. I think you do need help. Lots of it, because, well, if you'll forgive me, I don't think you're overbright neither. This guy loves you, and you love him. Otherwise, your eyes wouldn't be as red as they are. You're letting him get away. Guess people don't know when they're well off.
I... I guess you're right.
Oh, Hank.
Oh, darling, we've been stupid, both of us.
And we do love each other. Very much.
Hey, mister. Is this the chicken you said I could have?
Oh, take anyone at all.
Make sure he's nice and fat.
Yeah, well, don't worry about that. I did. Well, so long, folks, and much obliged.
So long, and thanks a lot.
Oh, isn't he a wonderful little man?
Oh, yeah, he's wonderful. Hey!
What is it, darling?
He took the chicken, and he didn't even straighten out the chicken house.
What? Oh, well, let him go, darling. He's done much more. He straightened out our lives.
Thank you, Walter Brennan. Now, David Rose and the Savings Bonds Orchestra bring us a short version of the familiar tune, Stardust. Now, another word from our star, Mr. Walter Brennan.
The idea of a life of ease, especially when you get a little older, is something every one of us likes to think about. Well, if you'd like to retire someday, here's a good way to go about it. Start right now building a nest egg of United States savings bonds. Then when the time comes, the money will be there for you. Meanwhile, those bonds will be growing in value year by year. And best of all, they're the world's safest investment, backed by the finest country there is. I buy savings bonds myself, and I urge every one of you to provide for a secure future by buying them, too. Goodbye, everybody.
You've been listening to Guest Star, a transcribed feature presented for Savings Bonds each week at this time as a public service. Our guest today was the distinguished character actor, Mr. Walter Brennan. Featured with him in the sketch were Loreen Tuttle, Peter Leeds, and Gerald Moore. Direction was by Louis Graff. David Rose conducted the Savings Bonds Orchestra. Join us again next week, won't you, when we'll have another fine star to greet you. Meanwhile, this is Jess Barker, saying so long with the suggestion that the purchase of a savings bond is a step towards security.